I'm now joined by Tony Walsh, founder and CEO of Feed Our Homeless, to tell us about how Dublin workers are being forced to queue at Soup Kitchen for free meals due to excessive cost of rents. Good afternoon, Tony, and thanks for joining us today.
Good morning, thank you. Thanks for having me in.
Most welcome. First of all, Tony, a record of 550 people were counted lining up at College Green Sunday week ago. That's a staggering figure, isn't it?
Yeah, these figures are shocking. As we go back to when we opened the doors of Feed Our Homeless 3 years ago, we were only catering to the needs of 100, maybe 100 plus homeless people in terms of providing food and support at a soup kitchen. But the numbers are just consistently rising year on year. And these numbers that we witnessed on that Sunday were shocking. And what we're also noticing is that at least 100 of these guys, or probably more, have got jobs. I call them the working class homeless. These are guys who do have jobs, but simply be with the rent and properties, and the rent, they're just priced out. The rents are sky high. So 70% now of people's income are going on the rental market on paying landlords, which is leaving them little or nothing to put food on the table and provide for their families until the next paycheck. So, as I said, 550 people, shocking. And thank God for our charity supporters, the likes of Tesco and Fuel Cloud, and the other cheaper takeaways that we'd have here in Coolock and Darndale, like the Lucy's and that, and Alfredo's. We wouldn't be able to meet the demand of people, homeless people, who are presenting to us now on a weekly basis. I suppose we're seeing that the number of hampers, even food hampers in the community, have risen dramatically. We had people present to us who do have jobs, and families, some families are embarrassed. I remember over in our service in Darndale where a lady knocked on our door with her children and she was embarrassed. And she said, "Look, Tony, I've never asked for anything," she says, "but coming to the stage now at the end of the month, it's either pay the landlord to keep a roof over our head or put food on our table and not pay the landlord and lose our home." You know, and we're seeing this more and more common now where the working class individual or family are presenting to food banks for food. Not only in Dublin, but all over the country, food poverty is becoming more and more common. It's on the increase, and this is down to the rental market, where landlords, and not all, I want to highlight this, that not all landlords are bad, but there's a number of landlords out there, because there's a serious need at the minute for a place to call home. And landlords are consistently raising rents, and the government need to tighten up these rent caps, where landlords are finding loopholes in terms of moving a family member in, or they're you know, renovating the property, or they're selling up, and the family has to move out, or the couple or the single person has to move out, and a month down the line, the property is back on the market for an extra €500. You know, so this needs to stop. The whole problem that we have here is the Minister for Housing, Noel Murphy, his housing policies have failed. Since he took up office, the numbers have consistently risen. You know, families who have entered into homelessness have come from the rental market, you know, because they either couldn't afford the rent, been priced out of the rental market, landlords selling up, you know. So we have hotels all over Dublin where families and children are living in one room, some for up to two and a half years, where children's mental health is deteriorating. You know, they're falling behind in school. Their education is falling behind. They're not eating properly because they don't have access to cooking facilities. And these are the likes of the families who are presenting to our soup kitchen, you know, for hot food, you know, and support. So it's time. Look, we have called on the housing minister to do more. We've called on his cabinet to do more. And his housing policies have, you know, they have failed. The government have relied on the over-reliance of the rental market to solve this housing crisis. The government put €4 billion into the rental market recently. That €4 billion could have built, it would have solved the housing crisis. You know, they're not building enough social housing. You know, and when families go into a rental property, they're not secure. You know, the landlords, as I said, are finding loopholes. So families are being forced into homelessness, are being forced into food poverty. You know, we're in the middle of the worst housing crisis to ever hit this state. You know, we've never witnessed this before. And
well, it sounds like we're heading for a food poverty crisis in Ireland as well. Tony, what's your opinion regarding the minister's co-living option?
I think that model should be abolished. Anyone that moves into this co-living model where a number of people will be living together, they're not going to have any rights. The likes of when you move into a rental property, you have got rights. Nobody will in this. And I think that model should be abolished. It's not going to work. The government have consistently, as I said, relied on the rental market to solve the housing crisis. The only thing that we can see being built at the minute is the likes of student accommodation. And we've seen student accommodation for being put on the market for €2,500. What student would be able to afford €2,500 a month? You know, so it seems that, you know, that's all the government is building at the minute. They're not building much social housing. We do recognise, you know, I'm not saying they haven't done anything. We do recognise the work that the government has done in terms of building social housing. It's been very little, but it's nowhere near enough social housing being built to meet the needs of people who are desperately waiting on a place to call home. The government have also have public land has been given away to private developers, you know, to build on, and these properties are being rented out, they're being sold, they're being put on the market for student accommodation. We need to build social housing on a bigger and faster scale than currently being built, because what it's doing is it's forcing more and more people into homelessness, and more importantly, it's forcing more and more people into food poverty. Food poverty is not only becoming the norm on a daily basis here in Dublin, it is all over the country at the minute. Everybody, the working class person now who was actually going out and working, doing a hard day's work, most of their income, 70% of it, is going on the rental market.
Would you agree that the limits under the HAP scheme are far too low and need to be reviewed?
Yeah, definitely. And particularly now, the way the rents are going. Yeah, I think the rents, they need to be capped. We need to put a cap on the rents where the landlords, you know, cannot go over a certain amount. People are priced out of the rental market, even with the HAP scheme. It's simply not enough, the money that they're getting. So, yeah, they do need to be reviewed. You know, we need to bring the rents down. I think the only way that we are going to bring the rents down in the rental market is to build social housing. At the minute, it's supply and demand with landlords. There's not enough social housing. Some landlords see the demand for housing, so they're putting up the rents to make money over. So the only way, as I said, is to build social housing. If we build enough social housing, there won't be such a need for the rental market and the prices will come down. But until then, until the government builds social housing, we are going to consistently see rents going up. We are going to consistently see families being forced into homelessness because they can't afford to pay the rent. And we're going to consistently see more and more families entering into food poverty.
Yeah. Another thing I fail to understand is that for someone, you know, given notice to move out, they can avail of an emergency allowance. So, for example, let's say a single person with one child, they can be given an emergency allowance of roughly, I think it's €1,800, but they still have to make up the difference, which could be in the region of €360 per month. And sounds to me like they have to, you know, they've no option now but to queue for food at your soup kitchen. What's your view?
That's exactly it. Like, how can you expect someone to put that amount of money that's on social welfare? It's hard enough living, you know, on a week-to-week basis. A lot of people, as it is going from hand to mouth, you know, and to put this extra pressure and strain on, you know, it's impossible, you know. So, yeah, we need to review that. We need to go back and look at this. But in terms of the amount of people that has been, the numbers have consistently risen at our soup kitchen. I've called the Minister for Housing now. I've called his cabinet to come out and witness, you know, the numbers that we have, you know, engaged and supported with on a weekly basis. And it's shocking. It's unacceptable. It's 2019. These queues are like something you'd see in the famine. You know, go back to the famine years. And that's exactly what this is like. As far as I'm concerned, there's no political will from Owen Murphy and his government, you know, to address or solve the worst housing crisis to ever hit this country. I've been calling on Owen Murphy and his cabinet, you know, to take action. We need to, you know, hit this housing crisis head on, you know, start putting his money where his mouth is and start taking action. The government have the money there. where is the money being spent? There's money being allocated for social housing. Why isn't social housing being built? Why isn't it being built on a scale that we need? And why isn't it being built fast enough? You know.
What kind of response have you had?
In terms of, from Omo, we haven't had one. We haven't got a response.
Yeah, that's the next question I was going to ask you.
We haven't got a response from Omo for Cabinet.
All right. And is it true that the cost of renting in surrounding counties, like, for example, Kildare, Louth, Wicklow, are they a quarter of the prices that are being charged in Dublin?
That's what we're told as well. You go outside of Dublin, the rents are a quarter of the prices. They're a lot lower than Dublin. And that's what we're being told. But it's simply here in Dublin, it's next to impossible, you know, to secure accommodation. You know, it really is. There was a property there for rent one day last week, and I think there was 40 people at that viewing. You know, and there was a few people with cash who hadn't got the hap. And the guy that was doing the viewing walked back out and picked out a few that had the cash, and that was the ones with the hap were priced completely out. You know, so it's certainly a challenge, you know, for families who are trying to secure accommodation. And this is what, you know, homeless families are being told consistently, you know, go and look for a property, you can get the HAP on it. And they're encouraged to go and look for HAP. You know, the money that has been spent, public money that has been spent on homeless accommodation over the last few years is unacceptable. That money could have been spent, it's in the billions, it could have been put into social housing to solve this housing crisis. But there's, as I said before, there's just no political will, you know, from the housing crisis or from the government to solve the housing crisis. But you have to see it to believe it. At our soup kitchen on a Sunday night particularly, the queues at 7 o'clock, when we set up at 7 o'clock, myself and that team of volunteers set up a soup kitchen at 7 o'clock, we have a massive queue of singles, couples, children, you know, working class people. They're coming from all backgrounds. And as I said, even in doorways now, when we're carrying out our outreach service, we have a number of services that operate throughout the day to support homeless people who are sleeping rough on the streets and into the night. And what we're seeing is, and what we've seen over the last year or so, is the working class homeless person sleeping in a doorway who do actually get up and go to work the following morning and return back to that doorway at night time. And the feedback that we get from these guys is that they're completely priced out of the rental market. The income that they're getting each week or each month is simply not enough to keep up with the rents that are consistently being risen by landlords. Also, we've been calling on Dublin City Council and the Dublin Region Homes Executive to make hostels safer. What we're seeing there is, in the hostels, a lot of hostels around the city, the state-funded hostels, the alcohol and drugs that's been openly used in hostels, the intimidation, the violence, and people's belongings being stolen. And if you go back, I call them the new homeless who don't have alcohol or drug issues. They're the working class homeless. They've never been in hostels before. They've experienced it once, and when they went in, they witnessed all of the above that I've just said, the alcohol and drug use, the intimidation. So they won't go back into the hostels at night. They're sleeping on the street because they do not feel safe in a hostel. They feel safer sleeping in a doorway. And that is shameful, to say the least, that our government cannot provide a safe and secure place for a homeless person, for a person who enters into homelessness, that they're left to sleep in a doorway with a sleeping bag. We've had a number of incidents in Wolfetown Park and in just there over the last few weeks while a team was carrying out our outreach service on the street. We had three different incidents on three different occasions. The first one was a homeless guy who got his mobile phone stolen, and he was left seriously injured and taken off the hospital. The second incident was a guy who got stabbed, a homeless person in Wolfetown Quay. He was also taken off the hospital. The following week, our team who was carrying out our emergency outreach services, checking in on the homeless at night, they were followed with a guy with a hood up, with a blade, and they had to vacate the park and get into the emergency van for safety reasons. So we have been in contact with the guards in relation to this incident in Pier Street to put on extra, I suppose, patrols on that park to try and reduce the crime that's been going on in the park. Yesterday, we went into the park to carry out our services, and what was at the happening there was yesterday, it seems to be like a targeted gang, six guys, went into the park and burned the tent to the ground. Lucky there was nobody in that one. Then they went up to the Phoenix Park, and the guys that are in the Phoenix Park are buried in out of public view, so you'd actually have to get in over the fence and go look for these guys. And there was a couple there that was burnt in a tent. Lucky enough, the boyfriend was able to pull his partner out to safety, but that could have been a lot worse, where somebody could have died, you know. So the streets are simply not a safe place to be sleeping at night, and we have been consistently calling on the DRHE, the Dublin City Council, to put appropriate beds in the emergency system at night and make them available over the free phone to homeless people who are seeking shelter away from the streets at night. There's little or no couple beds in the system at night time, and we have a number of homeless couples sleeping rough on the street, simply because when they ring the free phone at night, they're being told you can go one place and your partner can go to the other place. That is not going to happen. The couples are not going to split up, you know, they've been probably with each other a long time, and you know, so that is not happening. The needs are not being met of the homeless at the minute. So the winter is coming in, and the fear for us and amongst the homeless is if the appropriate beds are not put in place, that we are going to see deaths on our street. If the government don't build social housing, take immediate action and start building social housing on a bigger and faster scale, we are going to see more people and families entering into homelessness. We're also going to hear a lot more of food poverty in terms of families not being able to put food on their table due to the rental market paying extortionate rents. The government have a lot to answer for. They really do. The Owen Murphy has just... I heard this conversation on the radio yesterday in terms of politicians being put into roles that they have no experience in. You know, the likes of Owen Murphy has no experience, you know, in homelessness, you know, or housing.
Well, he's completely out of touch with the real situation.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So, Tony, I'm really sorry, but we're actually running out of time.
That's cool.
So we have to wrap it all up here. I'm really sorry.
Thank you for having me in.
No, we have to leave it at that, but unless there's anything quickly or briefly you want to mention before we finish.
No, we just, as I said, we need to call again on Dublin City Council and the Dublin Region Homeless Executive to put more emergency beds in the free phone system at night, as I said, to cater for homeless people, and also Minister Murphy to take action and his cabinet to start building social housing, affordable social housing on a bigger and faster scale.
Okay, right, so Tony, thanks again for joining us.
No
and
problem.
Keep up the great work and all the best to you.
Thank you for having me in.
You're most welcome. Pleasure's all ours, Tony. So that was Tony Walsh, founder and CEO of Feed Our Homeless, talking about how Dublin workers are forced to queue at the soup kitchens in Dublin for free food due to excessive rent costs.